Some of the blathering along that we hear from Donald Trump makes us sit back and scratch our heads. Comparing FDR and the internment of Japanese in World War II to the radicalized Muslim terrorist threat of today, in my opinion, is insane. Donald Trump is doing what he can to try and put the public on his side. When you look at his numbers, whether it's 36% or 42% or 26%, the negatives still outweigh the positives. And with Donald Trump, sometimes his mouth outweighs the positives. I'm not sure if he sincerely means, he backed off a little bit about banning Muslims from coming into the country. He just called it a temporary measure. All these wild and wonderful ideas that he has is making the electorate sit back and say, well, at least this guy isn't a normal politician, and he has some ideas, although he doesn't say how he's going to do them, he has some ideas where maybe he might be right. Problem is the San Bernardino shooting is just one example of how a radicalized Muslim or a terrorist of any type can get into the country and cause carnage, mayhem, and everything that they want to make our lives more difficult. So Donald Trump or no Donald Trump, something has to be done. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.